Hi, this is Tom Casale with your Patriots Campcast for Monday, July 31st. Tom Brady misses second straight day of practice, missing both the morning and afternoon practices after missing Sunday's practice. When Bill Belichick was asked about it at his press conference, well, actually, he didn't have a press conference today because he had another commitment, but he did answer questions from the media when he was walking off the field, and all he said was, players are either on their regular training camp schedule or day-to-day. So why Brady's missed camp the last couple of days is still unknown, but it has given youngster Matt Cassel a chance to get most of the reps in practice. Actually, I would say Cassel took about 99% of the reps in both practices on Monday. Morning practice, he looked pretty good. Strong arm, was delivering the ball on time. Afternoon practice, he looked like his arm was starting to die out a little bit, getting tired. Obviously, Cassel hasn't started since high school, so this might be a little new to him, taking all these kind of reps. His arm looked a little tired in the evening, but also the receivers weren't getting open. Afternoon practice, not as good as the morning practice for the offense. They ran a couple of two-minute drills in the afternoon, and neither time did the offense score. Players missing the morning practice along with Brady included Troy Brown, Benjamin Watson, Daniel Graham, Matt Light, Marquise Hill, and Jarvis Green. Green and Hill joined Brady in missing practice for the second straight day, but Light, Brown, and Watson returned to the afternoon practice. This is, of course, not counting the guys on PUP, which now is down to 9 players, as Lonnie Paxton practiced today, taking him off the PUP list. Teddy Bruschi and Rashay Caldwell return to practice. Caldwell's having a great camp so far. Other than last Friday's afternoon practice where he dropped a couple of balls, he's really been one of the stars of camp. Bruschi missed the afternoon practice but was present for the morning. Lawrence Maroney had his best day of practice by far, displaying speed, quickness, cutting in the hole, some power, good hands. They ran some goal line drills. Maroney made some good cuts. He's still having a little bit of trouble picking up blocking, which Coach Belichick would say that's the hardest thing for a rookie to do. But on the field, in terms of speed and pure ability, Maroney looks like he's the real deal. With Matt Light and Nick Kazier still out, Brandon Gorn has seen the majority of time at left tackle, with Ryan O'Callaghan and Wesley Britt manning the right side. They've been kind of switching back and forth. Obviously, Light, he's kind of goes one practice on, one practice off, and Kazier we're still not sure of. He's still on the PUP list. Eugene Wilson continues to work at corner, while today Dan Klecko moved back to nose tackle. If you remember in minicamp, in the beginning of training camp, they were trying him at some inside linebacker, but now he's moving back to nose tackle. I don't know if this is a good news thing for Klecko. They're kind of trying to find a position for him, but so far nothing's fit. Martin Gramatica has been kicking the ball very well. At one point today, he started from the extra point range, moved all the way back to the 50-yard line, then came back going about 5 yards at a time and actually didn't miss one field goal attempt. His kicks still, they're not the highest, they're a little low, but he's getting the ball through the uprights. Meanwhile, rookie Steven Gostkowski didn't kick hardly at all today during practice. Right now, slight edge to the veteran Gramatica, who seems to be a little bit in front of the rookie. We'll see how this plays out in preseason. There was some roster moves today. The Patriots signed wide receiver Kelvin Kite, and defensive lineman Eddie Freeman, and they placed Michael McGrew on the reserve left camp list. So McGrew is out, Kite in at receiver, Eddie Freeman there to add some depth along the defensive line with all the guys out right now. McGrew never really found his niche here. He was injured earlier in training camp, and his time seems to have ended here in New England. Late in the afternoon practice, the Patriots worked on downing punts. The crowd got a big roar when Lawrence Maroney downed one at the one. They did a pretty good job. They downed about 3 or 4 inside the 10-yard line. All in all, a decent day. The morning practice was stronger. It seemed a lot crisper. Afternoon practice, offense was struggling. I think the big thing here that a lot of us are noticing is the receivers that are on the field most of the time aren't going to be the receivers that play in the regular season. And that's kind of a problem right now because Tom Brady needs to get back. He needs to get some chemistry with his receivers. Chad Jackson isn't there. Deion Branch isn't there. Rashay Caldwell can't catch all the passes. I mean, he's having a fine camp, but he's not Randy Moss or Terrell Owens, so we'll have to see how that starts playing out. The younger receivers, a couple of them are doing good, like Rich Musinski, but they're not the guys that are going to come in and take that 1-2-3 spot away from any of the established veterans. Well, that's it for today. We'll see you tomorrow for Patriots Campcast. This is Tom Casale. Take care.